Upwards of 40,000 people are expected to attend the Women's World Cup ski races at Killington next week. This will be the fourth time the resort has hosted the international event, and as VPR's Nina Keck reports, many in town believe it has helped jumpstart the local economy.
Colorful banners touting the World Cup line the access road leading up to Killington's main base lodge. They blend with red, white, and blue open flags that businesses like Basin Sports are flying.
I have a lot of people who come in. They may be regular customers or first time to the building, and they ask, oh, is that where Michaela raced?
Jean-Pierre DeFrancesco Sayas, Basin Sports general manager, points out the store's window where you can actually see the snow-covered headwall where Michaela Schifrin and the world's other leading women skiers go head-to-head.
And, of course, I say, yeah, you know, it's one of the greatest spectacles in the world, is a World Cup skiing event. The energy, it's palpable.
He says revenues at their ski and ride shop are up 15% from 4 years ago. And while the uptick in the overall economy is definitely a factor in that, he and many others in Killington believe the World Cup added an economic boost.
We see restaurants open year-round that once were shuttered in the summer. Ski shops are starting to be open longer hours. I'm seeing it in the town and speaking to other business owners and other general managers. All of them feel the same thing as I do, is that Killington's really on the rise.
It does feel different, and there is an excitement. Home sales and condo sales are off the charts.
Town manager Chet Hagenbarth says in the last 2 years, real estate has sold at 20 to 30% above assessed value.
Things aren't staying on the rolls very long at all, especially condos. There's definitely an interest in the area that's dramatically increased.
This past year, Vacasa, a vacation rental property management company, ranked Killington second in its top 25 list of best towns for buying a vacation home. Mary Guggenberger is principal of Killington's elementary school. She says a number of second homeowners have moved to the town permanently to raise their kids, and enrollment is way up.
On average, we have increased our student population by about 12%. Each year.
This is in stark contrast to data indicating student enrollment statewide has declined by 5% over the same 5 years. Besides the strong economy and publicity surrounding the World Cup, locals say an even bigger reason for the town's resurgence is the investment Killington has made in the mountain, both for winter and summer activities. Killington President Mike Solomano says Powder Inc., the resort's parent company, has invested more than $50 million in the last 4 years alone. To boost the resort's year-round appeal, he says they've spent millions to expand and upgrade their mountain biking infrastructure, and he says it's paying off. 6 years ago, Solomano said they had 2,000 riders a year. This year, there were 37,000, and he says the resort's doubled its summer employees.
That just adds a vibrancy to the community, and now you see businesses opening up and down the road, and people are taking care of their properties, and then property values start going up, and I think everybody's starting to feel good. And, you know, amazingly enough, I just met my first person that bought a condo here that mountain bikes and actually doesn't even ski. Never would have thought you heard that in Killington.
Just up the road from Solomano's office, construction crews are building a new $30 million base lodge set to open next year. The construction will make next week's World Cup a bit of a headache. Hosting that event is actually a money loser for the resort. Solomano says it costs about $3 million to put on. Revenues and sponsorships cover about two-thirds of that, but the last million is taken as a loss.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to justify purely financially, right? It's sort of like building a brand. It's hard to put exact dollars on it.
But it's a marketing effort that appears to be working. According to Solomano, skier visits over the last 4 years are up 15%. Ken Jones, an economic research analyst with the Vermont Agency of Commerce and Community Development, says the World Cup packs a big economic punch. In the last two Novembers, sales receipts in and around Killington were up by nearly $750,000. And he says the overall statewide impact is even larger.
I now estimate that the World Cup itself probably leads to somewhere between $2 and $2.5 million worth of spending.
For a single weekend in a specific part of the state during one of the slowest months for tourism, That's good news, according to Jones.
So every time we can get more people to come for whatever reason, that builds the foundation for those people to recognize that Vermont has something to value. So in addition to the direct impacts of tourism itself, we recognize that providing positive experiences for more and more people can only be a good thing for Vermont.
Especially if we want more people to move here. For VPR News, I'm Nina Keck in Killington.